no one can take us out of God's hand forcefully, because nobody is a competition with God. If God says that these people are my people, no one can take us out of His hand. Back to the chapter 34 in Psalm, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and deliver them. Oh, taste, note this word, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saint. There is no one to those who fear Him. The young lion lacks and the suffering hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. We need to remember that God's will is always good. You agree? God's will is always good. We may not understand. It may seem like it, not at the time, but it is. God's plan, God's will is always good. God's plan for us is good, and He always doesn't give us a complete detailed blueprint. He gives us bits and pieces. Why? Because in my opinion, there's two reasons. If we get the complete blueprint, we're going to tell God what to do, change it. And we try to intervene for Him. God does not take the suggestion and all the complaint from us. So He does not give it to us. Even though He sees the entire picture, we only get to see the small portion at a time. Let me give you the three examples. If you are Jacob, the father of Joseph, you would pray for the welfare of your child. But when Joseph was sold to the slavery by his own brothers, it's easy for the Jacob to say, God, what are you doing? Why you let this kind of thing happen to my son? Remember, Joseph was one of his favorites. Joseph and who? Benjamin. Two of his favorite out of 12 of them. And Jacob was not trying to hide his favoritism of these two than over others. See, if that Joseph was not sold to the slavery in Egypt, he would not be in the position of influence. He could not be the one God used to save the nation of Israel, future nation. And he was also able to save his own family. Another example, second example. Unnamed mother, unnamed Hebrew woman, mother of Moses. How would you like to see your few months old baby taken out of your hand and end up in the Pharaoh's court and become someone else's son? I'm sure at night she would shed her tears on her pillow, thinking about her own son. But God put him in that place to make him to be the leader of the Israel, so that he could bring the entire nation out of Egypt. We only see the one portion, but God sees the entire portion. Lastly, how would you like to be a mother of Jesus, Mary? She had that special visit from the angel Gabriel. And then 30 some years later, she was standing at the foot of the cross, looking at her own son. According to Isaiah, he didn't look like a human being because he was so beaten up. And wonder what kind of thing went through his mind, her mind rather. And she could easily say, why are you doing this kind of thing that happened to your own son and my son? If he didn't do that, we would not be able to come to the throne of grace boldly. Again, we only see the small bits and pieces, while God sees the entire picture. So when we look at the will of God in progress, it may not always make a sense. But we must believe that God knows what He's doing. His will is always good. Just wait till He finishes what He has begun. Remember what it says? He is faithful to finish what He started. Apostle Paul says. However, the protection and deliverance are not automatic. This is very important. Protection and deliverance is not automatic because God expects evidence of allegiance in the form of fear of God rather than dread of life. You with me? Instead of dread of life, the fear of God. Because there is no experience of God's goodness without corresponding human godliness. There is no God's goodness without human corresponding godliness. The wise taste God's goodness for themselves by taking refuge in Him and by submitting their way of life to His. Am I making sense to you? People think that God should do something for them all the time. Not so. Why should He? Whenever I see a bumper sticker says, God bless America, is it with a blank check? He practically did that to the start at the beginning of the America. By the way, I forgot his name. He's the author of The Rise and Fall of Rome. Roman Empire. Anybody remember who that was? He said any great nation's term of a great nation is 200 years. So I thought about it, which makes, in my opinion, a lot of sense. So since 1776, America was born. And you backtrack 1976. Isn't that pretty much that's the when everything went down the drain? Alright, Psalm 35, please. Psalm 35. With a great emotion and urgency, David prayed this prayer. Context which the psalm arose is not certain language because it contained legal as well as military terms. Whether he was maligned and accused for no reason, so he needed vindication, or maybe it was a conflict with another country. We don't know. At the same time, there's a sufficient ambiguity in the psalm that it can be also applied as a personal, individual lament. Go to the verse 1 of chapter 35, please. O Lord, with those who strive with me, they fight against those who fight against me. Take a hold of a shield and buckler and stand up for you, my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Move down to the verse 17. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. And this time, go down to verse 21, rather, please. They also opened their mouths wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silence, O Lord. Do not be far from me. Verse 23, stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me. Let's think about a few things. What would be the odd for your peanut butter and jelly bread to fall down, face down to your carpet? I think, in my opinion, it's corresponding with the value of the carpet. The higher value, more likely it will face down on the ground. And until you come home, you didn't notice that you had a spinach hanging from one side to another side, and somebody stuck the long tail of a toilet paper in the back of your shirt. You've been walking around like that all day long at the party, and nobody told you. No wonder why they were laughing at you. How about this? Someone in the committee is deciding your future, and you are not invited. And I saw this one. This is a good one. No one's life, liberty, or property are safe while legislature is in session. Is that Mark Twain? Do you ever get the feeling that your life is a little too tight? And you have to sweat over everything? Speaking of tight shoes, I had one experience when I was joined the military. We were getting a combat boots as we lined up. They were handing out the pair of the combat boots to everybody, buck privates. I got the boots, so I got out of the place and I put them on. Wouldn't you know? One size, my left side is too big, the other side is too small. My toes curled up like this. So I took them back to the quartermaster sergeant. Can I have another one? Because you can put them side by side and there's about an inch difference. Can I have another one? I had to stay in the line. And the quartermaster sergeant said, next. So I stuck with the two different size boots for 6 months until I inherited the sergeant who was retiring. Yeah, ill-fitting shoes can be quite a problem. You can sweat over the small things. There's no sensing. Yeah?
Did he tell you about that three-page request for new boots?
No, no such a thing. Remember, this is the South Korean military. Don't sweat over a small thing. You're not even a big thing. Why? Because you're with the Lord. You're His child. Remember one of the verses that we memorized? What can man do to me? Because we are His child. David was asking his God to vindicate him against the onslaught accusation from his enemies. Notice that. Notice what he said. He was not asking God to send him a warrior angels or another troops from the different country to kill these people or give him a weapon to kill these people. He asked God to vindicate him. What does it mean? He is asking God to take care of it rather than he's doing it. So this is the things that I was thinking. Yes, there are times of war, the time of peace, as the book of Ecclesiastes says. Remember that old song, Time? Mark, remember that old song? But there are more times than not, we are way too quick to solve our own problem with our own strength, without first consulting with God. When we do that, we often realize that we've just produced a mountain out of molehill. Because we stick our hands in it. It just got worse. How much better if we all just lean on the Lord and wait upon the Lord to resolve the situation according to His righteousness and His will, as David asked before here. It is no wonder why often the Bible says, wait upon the Lord. If you notice one thing, though, when we, as we read, David says, quick, hurry. God, come, hurry. But at the same time, many occasions, God's command to us is what? Wait. Wait upon the Lord. It's like, you're kidding me. We don't want to wait. A famous philosopher, Jerry Hambit, once told me that one of my virtues is not a patient. That's true. Nor his. Chapter 37. I cannot even count how many times I found the comfort from the reading chapter 37, Psalm 37. And when I face injustice or evil people or difficult situation, I often turn my Bible to chapter 37 and just read. Let's go there, verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like a grass and withered as a green herb. Trust in the Lord, do good, and dwell in the land, and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord. Note their word, please. Highlight and circle. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. By the way, when I was a baby Christian, we were going through financial trouble. And I called one of those name it, blab it, grab it people, faith movement people, and their prayer chain. This is the verse they used. It's completely out of context. They said, delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desire of your heart. Then you can have all the Corvette and the two-story homes, all this $1 million. That's completely out of context. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently. Did you notice the same themes repeating here? Wait, wait, wait. Wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings a wicked scheme to pass. Cease from the anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only cause what? Harm. Isn't that what we see often? Evil man lives well. I've seen some of the houses of the drug dealers. It's amazing. Big. I think they have a separate zip code between one end to the another end of the house. It's that big. And God, in the meantime, godly suffer. There are over 100,000 godly Christians around the world get killed, persecuted by unbelievers. Recently, people like Charlie Sheen. Yeah. You know, I don't know why he get paid so much money for that obnoxious raunch TV program, Two and a Half Men. Because CBS kicked him out of this show, he sued them, and most likely he will win. Almost 100%. Do you know how much he's going to win? $100 million. Do you know what is $100 million is like? If you spend $10,000 every day, just waste, burn, or whatever you want to do, it will take a year to touch the first $3.65 million. At the same time, and the interest of the $100 million will add more onto it. He's been using so much cocaine that his teeth rot and fell off from his mouth, and he had to wear the denture at his young age. And his money, he has so much money, I heard him saying this, I ran out of things to buy. So he hired a porno movie star to have a sex. $35,000 per night. Some of us say it takes an entire year to make that kind of money. In the meantime, while he's making that kind of ridiculous amount of money, our army private who are in Afghanistan and risking their lives for our freedom, do you know how much they make? $12,000 to $15,000 a year. Something is not right. In this first section of the psalm, David called for the trust despite of the presence of evil men. We should not be envious of the sinful men because of their prosperity. But the reason is that they will wither like a grass and soon die. Rather, we should trust in the Lord who can answer our prayer of our prayers of our heart. The promise He gives to us, the desire of our heart, is based on the condition. Based on the condition. Delighting ourselves in the Lord. So what is the delighting ourselves in the Lord? Here's my answer for you guys. Number one, meditating upon the law of the Lord and the command of God. Psalm 1:2. Go there, please. Psalm 1:2. Some of you guys memorized this by heart. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. But in his law, he meditates day and night. Second thing I find is how to delight in the Lord is having holy fear of the Lord and righteous desire to honor him by obeying his command. In other words, holy fear and obeying his command. Go to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3, please. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. So the righteous believer should not envy or fret when the wicked succeed. Fretting leads only to the evil, including anger. When we get upset, fretting over something, it's not unusual for us to lose our temper to the loved ones. I remembered what Asaph, remember the Asaph, many of the psalms written by Asaph, Psalm of Asaph or Psalm of David on the top of the psalms. This one you can find that Asaph wrote in Psalm 73. Just about same kind of theme as this Psalm 37, but this I like the way Asaph wrote. Psalm 73, verse 12. Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain, washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Can you feel his pain? We've been there. Verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Surely you set them in the slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation, and as in a moment they are utterly consumed with a terror. Listen, God always doesn't hand out his judgment to the wicked during their short earthly time. There are plenty of times for them to be judged and penalized, like the eternity. That's a long time. How long? Eternally long. Go down to verse 23 of chapter 37, please. The steps of the good men are ordered by the Lord, and they are delight, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their descendant begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Verse 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice, does not forsake his saints, they are preserved forever. But the descendant of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talk of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Folks, focus moves from the contrast between the godly and wicked to the blessing of the godly. The Lord establishes the godly in the even the time of adversity. They may stumble, whether by the other people's attack or jealousy, or by their own fall. But still, Lord, keep them from the falling, just as He break the power of the wicked. He take care of us. Do we get whatever we want? That's a different story. Is that what we need? He will meet our need. Is that what we want? Sometimes, sometimes not. That's what the problem is, isn't it? We want what we want instead of what we need. So we whine and complain. The ground for all the blessing is the love of God. Let me say one more time. The ground for all the blessing is the love of God. He loves the just and will never forsake His faithful followers. The Lord loves the wise and who promote justice and are loving. True wisdom begins at the heart attitude. True wisdom begins at the heart attitude. The wise man who fears the Lord has a reverence for God and desire to do God's will. There's your application. I didn't set up part of the application, but that's, you can pretty much find it there. Let's pray. Holy Father, indeed, we like to have a wisdom, not the kind of wisdom that Solomon had, but the wisdom that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may fear You, have a reverence of You, for You, and desire to do Your will. We love You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.